There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we teed up with our pals from Talk Radio News. None better than Ellen Ratner. We haven't talked to her in a while. She was in the South Sudan. Ellen, first, I have to ask you about that trip to the South Sudan. I actually get a lot of emails about people wondering what you're doing, and they're familiar with your program. What was it like this time around for you?
Well, it was. We didn't go up to Northern Bahr Ghazal because there's a situation where the former governor is now head of the army, and the president appointed a different governor who is very not corrupt, and the governor who's head of the FPLA doesn't like him, and so he wasn't even allowed to go back to his own state. So we decided it wasn't exactly safe. So we stayed in Juba. Charlene worked on medicine. I worked in the psychiatric unit setting up a day program. I haven't done head, shoulders, knees, and toes in a number of years, but we did get the patients moving, including with the chicken dance.
Love it.
And Charlene was really worried about the training of physicians. I mean, there was a woman there who pulled what she thought was an umbilical cord through, and it was an intestine, and another kid. I mean, it's really, they need better training medicine-wise, for sure, as well as medicines itself. But training is crucial.
And also, what about discussions about ISIS and ISIL there? What's their concern?
Well, you know, what is interesting is there was a story this week that somewhere between 8 and 13 physicians from now Khartoum, which is what would have been northern Sudan, now is Sudan, went to work in Syria. My concern is if they work in Syria and they're trained by ISIS, ISIL, then, and then, believe you me, they weren't just doing humanitarian. They joined ISIS, ISIL. Then what if they pay the opposition, the rebels, to get back into Sudan, South Sudan, and they can cause a lot of trouble. And that really concerns me. And, you know, there's a lot of non-humanitarian issue reasons the United States should be there, and one of them is terrorism.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. That makes complete sense to me. All right. So now you're back, you know, stateside. And, of course, what else is new? Budget, budget, budget. And the Republicans.
Budget, budget. So yesterday the Republicans put, there were three budgets. They voted on two. One of them went. There's a lot of water between the Republican budget in the House and the Republican budget in the Senate. They've got to come up with a budget resolution, which they, each side claims they have, by April 15th. That is the law. A lot of the members of Congress have not done that before in the past, but there's still a lot of water between the two budgets and how they're going to come up with it. And whether, for instance, when they spend more in the Pentagon, there's something called an offset, and whether, in other words, they have to find the money somewhere else or whether they can just spend it as a borrow.
Ah, and then, of course, there's always lots of controversy, but how about this with the congressional dinner, and a little bit of controversy, I guess, there, too, because of one of the headliner who's from The Daily Show.
The headliner's from The Daily Show. He's a Muslim. He made a lot of Muslim jokes. Some went very well. Some didn't. he ended with talking about how the congressional dinner is sort of a stepchild, but just like ISIS, ISIL, that pushed through and nobody thought they would, so could the congressional dinner over the White House correspondence dinner. Some people didn't take to it terribly well.
No sense of humor. Come on.
No All sense
right.
of humor.
Ellen Ratner, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
You got it.
Bye-bye. have a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Here on America Tonight, we talk a lot about whistleblowers. In fact, we've had some whistleblowers on the show. We've got Robert Sadowski with us now. He's in our virtual green room. And check this out. He's a trial and appellate attorney. And what he specializes in is exactly what we're talking about, this whole whistleblowing thing, whistleblowing cases. And he just was involved in a huge one. And we're talking about a $10 million judgment. So can you imagine what you go through, the rigmarole, and getting to that point, and as I say, stepping out in, you know, into the light. So Florida settled this suit for $10 million, and he was the lead attorney. Thanks so much, Robert, for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you. Great to be here, be on.
So tell me a little bit about the case. I know this had to do, I mean, it had to be kind of fascinating to go through what you went through in this process, because what we're talking about here was a government case. We're talking about Miami-Dade Transit, and your client ultimately who decided, okay, I got to say something about this. So what was it like? Take us through the beginning to the finish, because you know, you got to go back a couple of years.
Sure. Our client, the whistleblower, had 30 years of experience in government grant funding. She had worked at airports receiving transportation grants from the federal government for airports, and then she switched over to Miami-Dade Transit that handles Metro Mover, the rail system there. It's the 15th largest rail system in the country. And shortly after she began as a really the chief financial officer, she noticed the operation was in complete disarray. None of their contracts were compliant. None of them had any of the required federal language, and one in particular that's very important. When the government gives money to municipalities for the transportation system, one of the most important provisions is that the municipality must engage in contracts that have a what's called a Buy America clause. And there are two purposes for that. One, to stimulate the domestic economy by buying American products, and number two, for quality assurance that they're they're made and tested in the United States. Miami-Dade was not doing that. So our client brought this to the attention of her supervisors, and she was rebuffed by everyone. She ultimately went to the county commission, and again she was rebuffed. This ultimately ended up being reported in the papers, and she was made the scapegoat and summarily fired for having come forward and brought this to light. So she you know, not only was smart, knowledgeable, experienced, brave, and they gave her the back of their hand.
Wow.
So a long fight after that. And while she was in the office, she was cooperating with the Transit Office of Inspector General. She was cooperating with the FBI. She was feeding them documents. She prepared a marvelous case for the agency. However, the agency, in its wisdom, decided not to back her up, and the case was filed under seal, as are all whistleblower cases. The government had a chance to look at it and declined to intervene. So we proceeded with the case with co-counsel, local co-counsel in Florida and counsel in Texas, put together a team and litigated the case, took up to 60 depositions, survived many motions, and ultimately the Miami-Dade came to its knees and realized they were looking at the kind of judgment that could easily bankrupt the county and city. So in the end, they agreed to pay our whistleblower $1.6 million. They paid back the government over $6 million and ended up paying over $2.25 million in attorney's fees.
Wow. Wow. So, you know, it's interesting. You did a great job taking us through that. And this was a couple of years, right? Because don't you go back to like 2012? And is this typical when you have these cases? I mean, of course, it's not an overnight deal. And as you mentioned, all that you had to go through with the witnesses, the documents, gathering all of that. In one sense, because I've seen these go much longer, you had to be pretty pleased, actually, by the fact that we're in 2015 and this is settled.
Yes, these cases, I have one right now that's about to be settled that's been 8 years in the process.
Wow.
So it's a long, hard road, and it's hard for the whistleblowers because while it's under seal, they have no one they can talk to about the case, except their lawyer. So there's a great deal of hand-holding and dealing with the frustrations, the financial hardship of most of them being out of work. And if their identity becomes known, being blacklisted in their profession, losing friends, professional colleagues. So it's a very lonely world for whistleblowers.
When somebody comes to you, because I mentioned at the top this was your specialty, what do you do? What's the process to knowing whether or not they have a good case and you can invest in this case because you know it's going to take some time?
Well, I spent 15 years as a federal prosecutor looking at these cases and deciding which ones had merit. So, you know, I go through that same process now. And I also look first at, you know, the quality of the evidence, how knowledgeable the person is overall about the industry they're looking at. You can have, you know, I've had people come in who are compliance officers who knew book and verse of the dirt within the company. I've had other people who have come in who were a pharmacist or a physician. And sometimes I have people come in who are very early on in their careers, and this happens with doctors a lot. Someone has a fellowship at a hospital, and they are seeing inappropriate billing going on. And that's a very hard case. And I have to tell those people, you have to figure out what your profession is going to affect you after this comes out. And is it worth your while to bring this out and suffer the slings and arrows you're going to suffer for an eventual payday and for doing the right thing? And I've had a lot of people come to me with $1 billion of exposures in states, but they are experts in one field, they have children in college, and they can't risk coming forward. So it's a very difficult decision, and we look at all facets of their life, their merits, how it's going to proceed, what's going to happen with their life before we fire the gun and go to the government with a disclosure.
Do you think we do enough to help whistleblowers in this country?
No, we don't. We don't. You know, the standard procedure in the pharmaceutical industry, in the medical field, is to ostracize them, malign them, marginalize them, and the protections really aren't there. There are anti-retaliation provisions in the False Claims Act that provide double damages for lost salary and benefits. But having someone basically give up their profession in order to come forward, even with the handsome rewards that are potential, you know, it's difficult. And the government only intervenes in about 22% of cases. So, you know, you've got 78% of the people coming forward who either have to hire a lawyer like me and go forward alone, unintervened with the government, or sort of try to crawl back into the woodwork and keep the case under seal and go on with your life. But the Department of Justice does not like whistleblowers' identities to remain secret for reasons I can't fathom.
Well, neither can I. Robert Sadowski, great stuff. We'll have you back on again, and bravo. It's nice to get those judgments and keep fighting those wars and slaying those dragons. Thanks, Robert.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 845-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Another edition of It's Your Health. Very excited to have Dr. Mitchell Gaynor on with us. You know, I could list his resume. It would take us this entire hour, which is a terrific thing. He definitely has an incredibly impressive resume, no question about it. He's an assistant attending physician, a doc at New York Presby Hospital. I've been there. It's a great hospital. And he's got a book called Gene Therapy Plan. Dr. Mitch, thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight.
Yeah, it's great to be with you.
So you know, we look at cancer, and every day we hear different things about what we should and shouldn't do. I did a speech one time just to see what would happen. I was talking about cancer and all of us that have been touched our lives in some way by cancer. And you know, Doc, and I'm sure you won't be shocked by this, by the end of the speech, every single person in the room had stood up. I said, you know, did you have a neighbor that had cancer, a family member? Have you had cancer? So we know that this is one of the things that we all dread hearing about, the big C, and we can't get enough information, I think, about what's available, what kind of treatments are there as far as cancer is concerned, and what about the risk? And one of the things that's talked about a lot is weight, and that I just read a story, in fact, that obesity raises a woman's cancer risk by 40%. So have you seen this again and again, evidence of that?
Absolutely. You know, that fact is true. And, you know, up until recently, we've been living in a country, if this wasn't bad enough, where one in three people were going to hear the words, you have cancer, in their lifetime. Now the risk has gone up to one in two. And a report just came out of England. It's the same over there. So, you know, literally 50% of the population is going to have some form of cancer at some point in their lifetime. I mean, if that's not an epidemic, I don't know what is. And, you know, part of what I talk about in the gene therapy plan is how there's so many factors that correlate with inflammation and gene expression in cancer, in premature aging, in obesity, in diabetes, and in heart disease. And you have to look at what's happened with our diet. You know, over the last several decades, we've gone more toward fast food, processed food, refined sugar, refined flour, heat-damaged oils. But what we didn't know until more recently is that these all negatively affect the expression of literally thousands of genes in our body that have to do with our health. And everybody knows they receive half their genes from their mother, half from their father, and they think that their destiny is fixed. You know, if you had a family history of cancer or being overweight or premature aging or Alzheimer's, that there wasn't much you could do about it. But the opposite is true, because there's a field called epigenetics. Epi means above. It's above the genome. So you can control gene expression for good or for harm, depending on what you're putting in your body.
So, and boy, that was just a mouthful of information that I hope a lot of people paid attention to. And you said it, you laid it out for us, Doc. There's no question the processed foods, we've heard that, and the sugars, but yet people continue to ignore it. And do you think it's because we're about convenience? And so, hey, if I'm healthy, I don't want to hear that. I got my head in the sand. I'm not so worried about growing an organic garden. And yeah, I'll eat good here and there, but I like pizza. I like fast food. I like just, you know, I'm running around like a crazy maniac in my career, so I don't have time to deal with that. Is that, would you like to shake people upside down and say, boy, you got to pay attention to this?
Well, it's even more than that, is people don't realize how good they can feel. And it doesn't cost anymore, and it doesn't take any more time to eat more healthy and to eat for gene expression than it does to go out and buy from the vending machine some packaged donuts and a soda in the middle of the afternoon, because all that does is set up a vicious cycle. It creates something called insulin resistance, and the insulin resistance means your body makes more insulin. It drops your blood sugar, and then you feel hungry all the time for the worst types of foods. And I also talk about a lot of different recipes, a lot of different menu plans for things to help a couple of hormones that a lot of people haven't heard of. One's called leptin. Leptin is known as the hunger hormone. It's made by fat cells, and it makes you feel full. But what happens is, with a lot of the negative foods that we're putting in our body, we get leptin insensitive. In other words, you make the leptin, but you don't feel the effect of it. So again, you're constantly hungry. And another hormone called adiponectin, which creates new fat cells. So, you know, there are several things that we need to be conscious of, and it's so easy to incorporate these in our diet. One is detoxification. When people think of detox, maybe they're thinking, you know, of a juice fast or something like that. When I talk about detoxification on a gene expression level, I'm talking about putting foods in your body, nutrients that literally increase the gene expression of detoxifying enzymes. So detoxifying enzymes are found in every organ system in your body, in your lungs. That's what breaks down the carcinogens that you breathe, in your gut and in your liver. Through they break down the carcinogens that we ingest in the skin. So these detoxifying enzymes are very diet-dependent. So one of the most powerful things you can do to increase the body's production of detoxifying enzymes is cruciferous vegetables, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, cabbage. Also, kale has a lot of something called sulforaphane. Sulforaphane increases the production of these detoxifying enzymes. And this isn't some theoretical hypothesis. This has been proven. There was a study actually out of Johns Hopkins that compared women with and without breast cancer, and they found that women with the lowest levels of the most important detoxifying enzyme had a fourfold increased risk of developing breast cancer.
Wow.
Other foods that'll increase detox enzymes are beets. Beets are loaded with something called betalins. They increase insulin sensitivity, increase detox enzymes. Cilantro is a great detoxifier. The seeds from that are called coriander. They induce detoxifying enzymes, help remove heavy metals from the body. And then there are things like avocado. Avocado is a profound anti-inflammatory, increases detoxifying enzymes, and it's also very high in fiber. And people that consume avocado regularly have less of an appetite because it improves leptin sensitivity, helps you detoxify. So all these things work in conjunction.
Wow, that's just great. Broccoli, cauliflower, kale, Brussels sprouts, all of those things that you mentioned, and the cilantro, too. That was great because I never heard that about cilantro, so that's something else that all of you listening could certainly throw into your diet. I wanted to throw this at you, too, just quickly, and I'll have you back on another time, and we'll dive deeper into this. But a lot of people are wearing their computers. You know, there's the big Apple, the Apple Watch that's coming out, and people are excited about that, and we're just glued to all these devices. And there was something in the New York Times the other day about all these wearable devices that the conversation is it really safe for us to use them or not? Could it give us cancer when you're running around with Samsung, Apple, whatever it is on your wrist? Does it give enough radiation off that it could lead to cancer, brain tumors, or other health problems? What do you think, Doc?
Well, I think people have to use common sense. And by common sense, I'll tell you what I tell my patients. You should definitely, you know, people are going to use cell phones, but you should definitely use either the speaker or use a hands-free device, because distance makes all the difference in the world. And I'm not even talking about a lot of distance. A lot of the kids today, they're putting, cell phones in their pocket. A lot of girls are putting them in their bras. That's very close to reproductive organs and things like that. That is, I think, not a good idea. And, you know, the other thing that I think people can do is, turn off their wireless devices at night. And you want to, you just don't want to have it right up necessarily next to your ear. You can have a hands-free device because the studies have been conflicting. There was a very large French study that suggested there was an increased risk of brain tumors for people that use cell phones a lot. Yet there was a Danish study actually that looked at 360,000 cell phone users. They did not find any increased incidence of brain tumors, but I think people have to use common sense. You know, the wearables are concerning only because, you know, they're closer to the body, and people are still going to have their smartphones. They're still going to be carrying around their tablets, and, you know, these things are cumulative, and I think people just have to realize that, you know, it's the total dose, and it's the dose over time. And, you know, when you put something directly on your body, that's obviously going to increase your exposure.
Yep, yep. Great advice. Dr. Mitch, pick up the book because you were talking about recipes and all this great information. Gene Therapy Plan. Love it. Thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thanks for having me.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Friday night, got half cut on the stout. Came back home and stumbled, you nearly threw me out. I bled my case down on my knees.
We're continuing our discussion with Dan Perkins here on ATN. Dan, pick it up where we just left off.
Maybe you have a different opinion than me, but I don't see how Hillary recovers from the last 2 weeks. I just don't see that because go ahead, I'm sorry.
I think she's sort of Teflon, but now because there's so many Democrats bailing on her and there's that weird thing happening in, well, I don't really want to play on her team and I want to defend her, I think that that's really hurting her and it's giving it the opening big time for the Republicans to get their act together.
So if Hillary is damaged good, who do the Democrats have to run other than Al Gore?
That's a good question. I mean, who would they run?
How about Pocahontas?
How about Elizabeth Warren? I think they would push her into that, but I don't know that she wants it, the senator from Massachusetts.
Yeah, I call her Pocahontas.
I get it. Oh, that makes sense. She is like Pocahontas.
She's 164th, supposedly 164th American native, but anyway, I mean, people that I've heard describe her as being, if it's possible, left of Obama.
Absolutely. She would, like, make Barbara Boxer almost look like a conservative light.
Yes.
Yeah, crazy.
So are you surprised at how the Democrats are bailing?
I am. I am surprised. Are you?
I was surprised that the major newspapers, the New York Times and the Washington Post, would write any articles disparaging to her.
Yeah.
But the New York Times broke the story initial on the emails, the first major paper to have it. But I just think it's really a tough situation. And you know, if you have a chance, I would like you to do one thing for me. When you have a chance, I don't know where you find it on the internet. If I find it, I'll get it to your producer. But look around and see if you can watch the, was it 12 or 15 minute press conference she had at the UN?
Oh yeah, I saw it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I want you to go back and look at it again with a little different perspective. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Watch it and watch her eyes. What you will find, at no time in the news conference did she ever look at the camera square. She looked left and right and up and down, but never looked the American people straight in the eye.
You know what? Because I saw that end to end, I will go back and look at it, but I think you're absolutely right because she would look at notes. She'd turn her head a lot. She was moving her head to the right, to the left, but she was never front and center.
No, she never looked at the camera, which meant she never looked at the audience. Now you'd think she'd learned something from Bill when Bill stood up there and looked at the camera and shook his finger when he said, "I never had sex with that woman." She just doesn't have the style. So I know we're out of time here, but let me ask you a real quick question. Do you think the government will get the yes, sir?
I don't think so, no. I don't think they will.
The
Clintons, somehow though, something will come up. Somebody said the other day, somebody called in and said, you wait and see, there's going to be a fire.
Let me tell you what I think was on the server and still may be on the server. And that is communications between her and the president, her telling the president she does not have the stamina and the strength to handle the Iranian negotiations. She has to leave.
Well, that would be a major blow. That would be the end of the whole presidential run, I'd have to say, if they found things like that.
And that's why she doesn't want to notify, because I believe she was talking to her doctors through the internet while she was trying to be Secretary of State. And I think that's one of the reasons why she had her own server. I mean, I understand that it's possible for cabinet officers to have a commercial email service.
Right.
I have never heard of any cabinet officer that had their own server.
No.
There's a big difference between using a commercial server and having your own server.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't think they'll get that server. I don't think so, because they would have had to get it right away. Trust me, there's enough time that they'll come up with some cockamamie thing. I can't believe they'll get it. Crazy. Dan Perkins, always great talking to you. Pick up his books. He's the best. The Brotherhood of the Red Nile Trilogy, Amazon.com. Thanks, Dan. We'll talk to you again down the road.
Thank you. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so we come off the heels of that, and coming into next hour, we're going to talk to Luke Vargas, who was in Tel Aviv in Israel, about Netanyahu, who just blew by the rival in that Israeli election, despite the fact that so many thought this was going to be just an incredibly tight election. And, hey, the polls showed it. The polls showed that it looked really close, but polls in this case weren't right. It was close, and then Netanyahu pulled away ultimately to win his fourth election as prime minister of Israel. So now what does that mean, and how are the people in Israel feeling, especially those who didn't want to see Netanyahu in there, didn't like his hardline stance, especially over the Palestinians and not wanting to create a two-state union, if you will. And that's what the opponent was pushing for. So his conservative party had a massive lead over the opposition party in the elections. And the complete results, pretty much, I was pouring through some of those, show that he was absolutely the guy. And Netanyahu's party is on track to win 30 seats in a 120-seat parliament. So there you go. He lagged in the polls in the beginning, and some were talking about his demise, but the opposition leader, Herzog, didn't concede, by the way, until he said he didn't concede and said he will try to form a governing coalition. So he said he wanted to make every effort to put together a true social welfare-minded government for Israel that will seek peace with our neighbors, because that was the whole idea. That was what he was running on. So the atmosphere had to be pretty interesting, because the voter turnout was 71.8%. That's up from 67%. Pretty darn good. And the exit polls, because they do that, say that Netanyahu's party was doing better than everything that had been indicated, and showed that a lot of the voters were willing to give the prime minister another term, despite the crazy feud that he had with the president over Iran's nuclear program and some other things that maybe some didn't agree with in Israel. They still wanted Netanyahu in the end. And by the way, in the closing days, he moved further to the right to really solidify his base, the hard right voters, the hard right wing in that country, and to do what he could. He said he would block the establishment of a Palestinian state, which was a reversal from past statements. And a lot of the international community, of course, doesn't want to see that. They keep pushing for a two-state solution to the issue. And he tried to really pull in supporters or voters by warning his leadership was in jeopardy, because Israeli Arab voters were turning out in droves to oppose him. Arabs, by the way, make up 20% of the Israeli population. Did you know it was that high? But 20%. So how about that? 9 years as the prime minister, and this is a referendum on Netanyahu. You have to say that, because you think of what he did in the past 2 weeks. He infuriated the American president. He maybe jeopardized some of the bipartisan support that Israel had in the United States by speaking to Congress at the invitation of so many Republicans. John Boehner, of course, really inking the letter. But just goes to show you, until the votes are counted, you never know. Thanks for listening to America Tonight. We'll be right back.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.